Yeah, it's not too bad. It's overcast with real slight drizzle of rain, but very little wind at the moment. We had a bit of wind last night, but yeah, not much.
That might change by tonight. What are you being told?
We just had a message from the police telling us it's been downgraded to a tropical low. We're still expecting heavy winds and rain for tonight.
So you're in contact, obviously, with the officials?
Yeah, no, the police send us out emails and messages every hour or so, keeping us up to date on what's happening, where it's tracking and all that sort of stuff, and we've had meetings down the council chambers about it, and so everyone knows what's happening all the time, which is good.
So how do you prepare for a weather event such as this?
Well, just trying to make sure everything that can blow away is tied down. Everything's stored in the sheds. Anything that can be blown or tipped over is either going to be wired or chained down or put in sheds and locked away. And just, yeah, hope it doesn't blow away.
And what about cattle? They're obviously not in the yards.
No, they're out in the paddock. They're around the station in the dry, where it's a bit higher and dry. So, yeah, they're all out of the way.
Now, the last time the Country Hour spoke with you, which was 2 months ago now, you had started flying beef and buffalo out of Gunbalunya to your customers because you were flooded in because of the wet season rains. Has that still been happening, and how's the cyclone affected that?
Yeah, well, it's still happening. We sent out 3 tonne last week on planes, but this week we've had to actually cancel our orders because we were under the assumption the planes wouldn't be flying due to the weather, and I don't think they are. So we've had to ring our customers in town and have a chat with them. They all understood. They understand that we can't put, the planes won't fly this sort of weather. So, yeah, that's put us back a week. But, yeah, everyone's back on board for next week.
So when you say put us back a week, what does that actually mean?
Well, all the meat that we've got, we put it in our freezers. We've got big stand-up freezers, walk-in freezers. So all the meat that we've processed will be packaged up to the suppliers, and it'll just be frozen and sent out as frozen next week. And it'll put our kill back. We won't have to kill this week due to the fact that we've still got the cattle there and we can't get at them. So, yeah, we'll kill again probably first thing Monday morning and start on next week's orders. We've had no work today. We had the day off today because we didn't know what to expect. But I reckon we'll be back on deck tomorrow morning.
Gee whiz, there's no stopping you.
No, I've got to get them orders done.
Now, condition of the cattle and the buffalo you're seeing?
Yeah, they've been all right. They've been good. The cattle have been killing at the moment. They've been nice. We haven't done many buffalo for a while because as soon as that floodplain fills up, they swim across and we can't get at them. Usually, just before the wet, we kill a big heap and freeze it all. Put it in our freezers, enough to get us over the wet season.
You've been in the game for a while. When do you think that wet season is going to be over?
Well, the river's only about 650 at the moment. Like, if you're keen enough, you probably get across at the gates lock. So, depending how much rain we get out of this in our catchment area, it mightn't be, it might be 2 or 3 weeks we might be able to even cross that river.
So, flying your meat out may soon be over.
Hopefully, yeah. It'll save us a lot of money.